I'll do an introduction, but I won't do the long one. I know you guys have been here a long night, been troopers and dedicated to listening to everybody. We've had some great speakers tonight. And we've gone from people that are just getting into the political field and well-experienced people like Mayor Deeney there and our assembly person, Titus. So I'll just keep this short and sweet. I'll answer some questions. I'll have some time afterwards that I'll respond to what I'd like to do.
Okay, some of these might sound familiar. you just defined who you are, now expand. Why you?
Why me? I've spent the last 4 years as a city councilman for the city of Fernley. I'm running for re-election because I feel that there's some unfinished business. I took the position because I was tired of hearing about, after we've had the big boom with all the growth, all the issues that we were left with, the gorilla in the room with the water treatment plant, Desert Shadows Road is another one. We can go on with a list of them that are issues that need to be solved and fixed and taken care of. Most of them need, funds to do that. So part of that is when I say unfinished business, is to ensure that when we have developments come in front of us, that we properly plan them and make sure they fit that neighborhood. And we look at traffic as an issue. We look at streets, sidewalks, drainage is another big issue. Some folks in Ottomans just recently was noted, let me know that the big factor truck came out and had to suck up the water puddles that were at the end of the road. So one of my big things is to deal with blight in Fernley. We have some unsightly businesses that have been left abandoned. We have some buildings that are burned out that need to be dealt with. And so when I say unfinished business, that's where the direction I'd like to go, but also deal with upcoming development.
How many meetings have you attended in the last year?
Let's see. And then that's not including special meetings. That's not including other things that need to be handled. I've buried cats for the mayor on call.
We're excused for 2 meetings.
One, because I have pink eye because of the Relay for Life. I was in the dump. The other one was as usual. But, I've been to every meeting except for those two. But it's not even so much those 2 meetings a month. It's when you meet with developers and when you meet with, we dealt with solar, Black Rock Desert. There's just so much that's on that you have to deal with. So it's, anyone that tells you just 2 weekends a month, they're not telling you the truth.
Okay, can you explain the open meeting law?
Open meeting law is really tough because it's one of those things that has to be an agendized item to speak about. You have to be careful not to talk to other council people and try to get their opinion and express their opinion to someone else. It's things if you want to discuss or bring forward for a meeting, you have to put it on the agenda. And it's pretty tricky. You have to be really careful who and when and what you talk about.
All right. What is being done to take the burden of the water bonds away from the citizens?
That's the hot seat here. A study came out that we voted on to have a study. And page 2 right off the bat said, the mayor's going to kill me, but on page 2 it said that the water and the wastewater treatment is healthy. What people don't understand is bond that we're looking at, we're talking about raising the assessment fees, is for capital improvement projects. And that's a good example of development coming here and leaving us issues behind. We just recently spent on 2 lift stations. One of them was a bond that developed that went out of business that was bonded, and the bond was no good. So we had to do that to move forward with the Donner Trails development. The other one has been a brewing issue that was privately owned that should have been absorbed into a development, but because of the development north of it did not allow the road to go through and they built a home, so that was one we were on the hook for. A lot of the things we have to spend money on, the issues that were left, we are forced into. Federal government steps in and says, hey, guess what, that lift station, doesn't belong to you, but you have a permit for it. So guess what? You're going to fix it.
Okay. What is being done to attract businesses to fill commercial space in the industrial parks and strip malls?
You know, we have economic development. The mayor is constantly at the EDOM meeting. We are approached all the time. We have Chamber of Commerce in Burnley that works closely with the city of Burnley and businesses that inquire about information and stats and, you know, how many people live here, what our schools are like and our population and you know, pools and businesses like Walmart and grocery stores. As a business owner, it's vital for the city of Burnley to have more growth in it. It really is. It is our future.
As a citizen of Burnley, what concerns you about your hometown?
You know, unplanned growth. You know, growth is important, but it takes, everybody wants to have a movie theater, wants to have this. Well, to have that, you have to have, you know, population growth. And with population growth, you have to have a planned community. You can't all of a sudden have all this low-income apartments, which is where we're being right now, that everybody wants to build apartments here in Burnley. They want to build low-income homes, entry-level homes. We have entry-level homes. And the issue with building comes hand-in-hand with water. If we don't have the water and we don't plan correctly, we could end up having, you know, we've been approached by several big companies that require a lot of water. And so we have to look at, okay, well, if we give them all this water, how do we make it mixed where we have, you know, quality people that move here, quality homes, so they can have the quality employees.
So the last question is, why do you want to be on the council?
Again, I have some unfinished business. I feel, when I first started, there's five opinions up there, the five-headed snake. Most of us agree on stuff. I do most of my... I do a lot of listening, I write notes, ask a few questions, but what's more important is kind of protect the city of Burnley. Many a time after I got on there, I was starting to see some backdoor politics. I called it out on Facebook, caused all kinds of hate to attend. But if you're not going to do the right thing for the city of Burnley, and if you're going to play the games, and it's because I don't like this building official, or I don't like this, I don't like that, or, you know, I have my own personal agenda, not on my shift.
You still have.
I'm going to go over, especially about cleaning up light. I think it's important for people when they drive into Burnley and be able to say, you know, the Jackson Ranch was restored back to ag. For the longest time, it was just a dirt field and there was dust and debris and tumbleweeds and stuff, and everybody complained about it on Miller Lane. It was nice to see that come back. Even though there was a bond in place for that, an individual stepped up. Invested a lot of money into it. We went after the bond, and the bond, unfortunately, is another one of those things. They sue us. So, you know, it's frustrating. There's a lot of things that we can't do. There's a lot of things we try to pursue that, you know, again, it gets back to funding. It gets back to, you know, how do we make this work? Things are simple to me. You know, just the other day, we were talking about the burned-out apartment over there by the post office. And I said, well, that'll be easy to take care of. We'll get legal going on it. I fought in the last budget cycle to get some money put in for blight. They laughed at me because I only got $26,000, but it was a start. I got something. So my idea is, okay, well, we'll get legal to finally, you know, do a lien on it and foreclose it. I'll grab the road department. We'll go down with a loader and a hose and haul it off. And, you know, there's things we can do because, you know, when it comes down to the end of the day, there's avenues like, Waste Management has given us a $7,500 credit to use at Waste Management for the city. It gets used every so often. We did a cleanup in a neighborhood where we hauled off 40 yards of trash. And why did we do that? Because the poor judge came to me and the mayor and said, I can't throw these people in jail. They're on oxygen. What am I supposed to do with this? So there's a lot of that stuff out there. If we just think out of the box, we can actually use it.